Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I was at another business seminar. This one was all about accentuating the positive and all you can accomplish by focusing on the good instead of the bad.
Yeah, how was it?
The worst. But, you know, I like the idea of positive reinforcement in the workplace, so I'm going to give it a shot.
Man, you got to be a real moron to buy that load of crap.
Way to speak out, Carla. Ooh, way to pour that beer, Woody. Way to run up that tab, Norm. Way to...
Hey, I got a new haircut.
No.
My thumbnail grew back.
No. But just give me a little time.
Wait, I think I got it. Nah, everybody's got a pulse.
Way to make a dork out of yourself, Clavin.
Way to nail him, Carla.
Sam Malone here.
He'll be back in a minute. Can I give him a message?
Well, I want to let him know right away. I got his test results back. I'm afraid he has a serious blockage.
Oh, my God, his heart?
No, his fuel line. I'm Sam's mechanic.
Oh, my God, it's the Corvette. Why couldn't it have been his heart?
Hi, guys. Hey, Gordo. Can I buy you a beer?
Sam.
Fellas. At the rate that I'm saving, the box of chairs is going to be mine again in a few short months. And when I'm running this place, things are going to be different.
How?
I'll be running the place.
So, you really been socking it away, hasn't you?
Yeah, I wish I had a nickel for every dollar I saved. Just this week, by skipping lunches, working overtime, and having sex-only dates, I managed to save over $200.
Oh. This means you only owe me $130.
Well, what? My retainer's all gone? Well, I can't be too mad at the guy. He gave me a radiator flush for my birthday.
Sammy, you're never going to buy the bar back at this rate.
What can I do? I'm tapped out by the time I pay for gas and tune-ups and Philippe the Shammy boy.
Why don't you sell the car?
Hey.
It's just a car.
Honey... Let me explain something to you here. We're not talking about just a car. We're talking about Sammy's vet. The stud mobile. The baby.
You're right. You're right. I mean, where would Sam be without his crutch? You know, all those years, those women weren't making love to you. They were making love to your car.
No, that's where you're wrong. They were making love in my car.
Really?
Come on. Girls don't go out with me just because of my car.
That's right. All the women in Boston are just lining up to go out with Sam Malone and his bus pass.
No, forget you. I don't need that car to catch babes. I could sell that car today if I wanted to. In fact, if I did, I'd have a down payment on Cheers here, and pretty soon I have a room full of babes. And where there are babes, there are guys buying drinks. Before you know it, I'd be rolling in dough. Pretty soon I might even be able to afford a Corvette. That's it. I'm selling the sucker.
Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, got room for a beer?
No, but I am willing to add on. So, hey, Sammy. So, how's business going?
Lousy, Clippy.
Been so damn busy painting, I haven't had time to stop in here and visit with my best friend.
I missed you too, you big lug.
Well, actually, Clippy, I meant Mr. Beer.
So, the painting business is that good, huh?
Too good, Woody. Like today, I had to choose between two really great jobs. Couldn't make up my mind.
So what'd you do?
I skipped them both, came in here. I think I made the right choice.
Why don't you just hire someone to help you?
Right, Norm, hire an assistant.
Yeah.
Look here. All right, if you double your workforce and you divide total man hours in half, that equals a 50% work reduction for you, and profits will go up proportionally.
Woo! Good idea, Woody.
Yeah, good one, Woodman. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
What about my part?
What part was that?
The part where I took Woody's vague and inane seed of an idea and made it blossom. Remember?
Oh, shame on you, Rebecca. Trying to bump Woody out of the spotlight.
All Woody did was say, get help. I'm the one that made it work.
If you say so.
I did say so.
I don't know, Woody. How would I even get started? Where can I find somebody with the appropriate skills?
Look, if you really need some help, I could sure use the work.
I don't know, pal. I never hired anybody before. You know, I feel kind of weird about it. I wouldn't even know what to ask you.
Well, while you're thinking about it, can I buy you a beer?
Welcome aboard.
Oh, there you are. Well, I did it. Put the Corvette in the paper. Pretty snappy, huh?
For sale, Corvette, meet chicks. I like that.
Hey, Norm, I hear business is good.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess? Word is you hired three new people and you're shuttling between two jobs. Just goes to show you what good business advice is when it comes from a professional.
Rebecca, still trying to take credit for Woody's idea, huh?
It was my idea.
Oh, sure it was, Miss Howe. You thought it up all by yourself.
You were saying, Norm?
Yeah, I just can't get used to bossing people around, you know? Can't seem to make my workers do the things they're supposed to, like increase their productivity, exceed their goals, show up.
You're not letting your employees take advantage of you, are you?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, yesterday afternoon, the guys decided to knock off early and just go bowling.
So what'd you do?
Well, I broke 200.
Hey! Thank you. It's a personal high. It was great.
Oh, Mr. P.
That's very irresponsible, Norm. As the boss, you have to show these people an example.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Woody. But I cannot be one of these hard-nosed bosses, okay? I mean, I've had bosses like that. I hate those guys.
Being in charge is not a popularity contest. You are not in business to get people to like you. Now, I don't get why you would care what your employees think. I don't care.
Obviously not.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
No. You already said it. Don't just leave me dangling. I mean, I do have feelings, for God's sake.
I'm sorry. We like you.
Really? Thank you.
It's not like I'm a total washout as a boss. I mean, yesterday afternoon, for example, after we went bowling, I really laid down the law with my guys. I said if we're going to get anywhere as a company, we've got to really buckle down. But I think I may have to lean on them a little bit harder.
How come?
That's them coming out of the pool room.
Oh, hey, there's a good in.
Hey, well, how's it going, Mr. 200?
Hey, come on, come on. Get these guys a drink. Go,
hey,
Woody.
Hey, no, we're going to go watch the secretaries walk out of the Prudential Building. Want to come? It's windy.
All right.
We got Norm. Go.
All right. Hey, whoa, fellas. Shouldn't we be over at Shannon's, you know, painting? I don't know if I'd be a slave driver or anything, but I thought maybe we'd get around that second coat today, huh? No, I mean, we did get the first coat, didn't we? I cannot believe those guys are going off to the Prudential Building right now.
They're really a bunch of goof-offs, aren't they?
I tell you, man, everybody knows the Hancock Building is pantyhose heaven, man. The wind whips right up.
There's Sam Malone here.
Yeah, speaking.
I'm Dennis Hamill. I'm here about the Corvette.
Great, Dennis. Have a seat right there.
I can't wait to see it.
Whoa, slow down there. Slow down. First, we have to learn a little bit about you here, Dennis.
About me?
Yeah, you see, matching a Corvette with the right owner, Dennis, is kind of like finding a home for an animal. Except an animal's just an animal, and we're talking about a Corvette.
Okay, but I'm kind of pressed for time. I got to get to my hairstylist.
Good, good. Oh, yeah, very good, very good. Hairstylist. All right, this should be pretty simple here. Just a few multiple choice questions.
Great. Shoot.
Number one. It's high noon. Driving in Harvard Square, parking's limited. Do you A, park in a handicapped zone, B, park in a regular spot under a tree, C, drive around till a space opens up?
C.
What are you nuts? I can't believe it, man. That's a trick question. You don't drive this baby at high noon, man. Sun damage, bucko. What the hell's wrong with you? What do you want to do, oxidize the paint? Get out of here. You make me sick. Can't believe it. You must try my car at high noon, Harvard Square.
Damn, still busy. How can those guys be on the phone all day? They're supposed to be painting.
You know, in the future, telephones will be obsolete.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely right. See, people will communicate telekinetically using part of their brain known as the cerebral cortex that is heretofore untapped.
May I? Yeah. Been tapped now. Cheers. Yeah.
Hello. Rudy, Rudy, yes, I've been trying to get a hold of you all afternoon. Look, Matt, I got... You're kidding. Well, that's great. Hey, you guys, my crew just won great seats for the Patriots game. They've been on the phone all afternoon at the WGAZ. And that's fantastic, Roots. But listen, Rudy, man, not to randomly change topics or anything, but you guys get any work done today? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, I suppose that area by the phone needed about 8 or 9 coats. Yeah, just keep it up. Man, I should have never listened to Rebecca. Let's face it, man, I'm incapable of bossing anybody around. I wish I could hire somebody else to be that damn tough guy.
No, no, I mean, your situation puts me in mind of a wonderful play by Bertolt Brecht.
Yeah?
Yes, it's about a poor put-upon woman who, similar to you, is having trouble dealing with the people that are taking advantage of her.
Well, what'd she do?
Well, she developed an entirely new and different personality to handle these people. It's set in the Orient. It's called The Good Woman of Szechuan.
Hmm, sounds good.
Oh, yes. It's one of Brecht's masterpieces.
No, I mean Chinese food. No, a great place. Phone book would...
I don't know why I try to have an intellectual conversation with the two of you. All you ever think about is... Say, how's that Kung Pao shrimp?
Norm, wait a minute. Before you order, I think you should get your business in order. Now, it's important that you straighten out this employee deal before it goes any further. Don't you think, Woody?
If you say so, Woody. I'll call the guy back.
Spare told Brick, did he write any plays about rib joints?
Hey, Rudy, Rudy. Hi, it's Norm. Listen, I'm afraid I have some bad news about your Patriots game plans this weekend. I think you guys are going to have to kind of work. No, 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 no. Relax. It's not me. It's my new business partner.
That's good, good, good. Set it up. Give the guy a name. Make it authentic.
It's this guy, Mr. Kreitzer. He has this crazy idea, man, that you guys should, I don't know, paint. What? He wants to talk to Kreitzer. Help, Kreitzer.
No, no, no. You dug the hole. No,
no, no. Wait. Come on. You're an actor. Be Kreitzer. Come on.
All right. Where am I from?
Pittsburgh.
Okay, now, did I come from a happy childhood or what? And why am I on the phone at this point in my life?
Oh, come on, come on. Forget it, forget it, forget it. All right, this is Kreitzer. Now listen up, you bunch of gutless, sniveling little wimps. I don't care what Peterson said, that lowlife does not lay down the rules. Hey, any more lip out of you and I'll rip your face off and stick up your lunch bucket.
Kind of fun.
I think maybe I ought to call Vera, huh? What do you think?
Hey, where's Sam?
He'll be right back. He just sold his vet and he's picking up his new car.
Oh, yeah? What do you get? Turbo Z? Trans Am?
Volare.
Oh, poor Sam.
Yeah, just called from the used car circus. Must have been the Ringmaster's special. Anyways, he was really a little depressed about it, so maybe we just shouldn't mention it, all right?
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys.
Volare!
Hey, listen. You got something to say to me? Just say it.
Can't I?
Rudy, Rudy, just relax, okay? I'll tell you what. Go ahead, take a 5-minute break for lunch. For God's sake, you're hungry. We all have to eat. We're only human. Okay? But I'll tell you what, if Kreitzer asked, I did not say any of this. Well, I must say, this Kreitzer stuff is going very, very well. I told the guys I got to work a few extra nights next week. They didn't even say boo. I love being Kreitzer. I don't have to paint anymore, right? Business is booming. I've hired a secretary. I've rented us offices.
Now, when you say us,
yeah,
who do you mean?
Well, me and Kreitzer.
When you say Kreitzer, who do you mean?
Me.
When you say me...
No, don't worry about it. I'm not going crazy.
No.
This is just a front. You see, my office door actually leads into an office, but Kreitzer's door opens onto the back alley where they keep the garbage.
No.
Yeah, well, both offices are furnished about the same. Hey, Naomi, how did you think of that name, Kreitzer?
You know, I've been meaning to ask the same thing. What was he, a bully back in school? A sadistic CO back in the Coast Guard? An authority figure used to torment you?
No. It's Vera's maiden name.
Is what I heard true? Did you get a new Ferrari?
No, Volar. Hey, Sammy is still Sammy. Babes is still Babes. And I don't need a fancy car to catch them. As a matter of fact, when I was pulling up here, there were a couple of twins that couldn't take their eyes off me. Huh, fellas? Twins ahoy.
Oh.
Hello, lovely ladies. Can I help you?
Are you the man we just saw getting out of a Volare out front?
A little passion beige number? Could be.
My God, it was him, and he admitted it.
I wonder who your Corvette's dating tonight.
I gotta get my car back.
Hey, Norm!
Rudy!
Hey, Norm, we gotta talk to Kreitzer. Now, we ain't taking his crap anymore.
Well, what's the matter, fellas?
Oh, man, it's everything. We had to give up those football tickets.
We have to work weekends.
Yeah, now he wants us to work nights, too.
Yeah, and I tell you something else. The thing we hate most is the way he's treating you.
Well, fellas, look, I tell you what I'll do. I'll give the guy a call, okay, and I'll see if I can get him to ease up on the hours a little bit. That's all I can do. Huh?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Norm. You know, because I tell you something, just because we're out there standing in that hot sun all day breathing turpentine fumes, you know, that doesn't mean that we, Jeez, forgot what I was going to say. Heck, doesn't matter. Look, we'll see you later, Norm. Okay, come on, let's go.
You know, Norm, you might bear in mind that you could be pushing these guys a bit too far.
Come on, Frazier. The key to being a good executive is knowing when to be firm and when to be fair. I think
Norm?
Yeah?
Look, the guys and I decided you don't have a spine, so we're just going to go over to Kreitzer's office and bash his skull in.
I'm dead. I'm absolutely dead.
Norm, I think there's a little lesson to be learned here. You've allowed the evil side of your nature to rise up, and it now threatens to destroy everything you've built. Let it go no farther. Time has come to reject your darker self.
Well, thank you, Obi-Wan Kenobi. All right, that's it. I just got to go over there and dump Kreitzer altogether. I just hope I can beat those guys over there.
Hey, my Valari's right outside. I'll give you a lift.
I love you, Sammy.
Congratulations, Sam. I see you finally got yourself a date.
I got to get my car back.
Thank God, Sammy, you make great time.
Whoa. Yeah, it's amazing how fast you can go when you don't give a damn what happens to your car.
Doris.
Hi.
Doris, hi. Anybody been here to see Mr. Kreitzer?
Oh, no. Mr. Kreitzer's left me very specific instructions. He is not to be disturbed under any circumstances.
Great.
Mr. Kreitzer's very demanding.
Doris, honey, has it ever struck you that you've never seen the man?
All I know is, this is the best job I've ever had. I mean, sure, Mr. Kreitzer chews me out on the phone now and then, but I deserve it. Actually, I was hoping you were Mr. Kreitzer.
Actually, Doris, I'm doing a little research here. As a woman, would you ever consider going out with someone who drives a Volare?
Are you kidding? I drive one myself. It used to be my mother's.
I gotta get my car back.
Oh, all right, where is he?
Yeah, hey, where's Craig?
Calm down, fellas. Yeah. Just let me give you a couple minutes with him, okay? I'm sure he'll listen to reason, okay?
Yeah, he'll listen to reason after I kill him a few times.
Mr. Kreitzer's given me very specific instructions. He's not to be disturbed under any circumstances.
All right, Doris, I take full responsibility, okay?
But I have some instructions.
Just give me two minutes with him, okay? He will be mine.
I'm so very sorry, sir. Peterson, you clumsy ox! You just kicked over a Macintosh 8000 CX!
Look, I'm really sorry, sir. Sir, we have a big problem on our hands. The crew is just ready to revolt, sir. And I'll tell you, I don't like the way you abuse my guys with personal insults.
Your butt's too big!
Now, sir, that is just the kind of stuff I'm talking about, okay? All right, sir. I'm going to have to quit, and I'm taking my crew with me.
Peterson, you can't do that!
Oh, don't beg, Anton. It doesn't become you.
Where are you going, Norm?
All right, fellas.
Jeez, Norm, you had no right to do that.
What?
Now you've really upset him.
What are you talking about? We don't need him. He can work for me.
Norm, look, no offense. You're a nice guy, but you're not boss material. Hey, everybody knows Mr. Kreitzer was the brains behind everything.
Can you call him later and tell him we had nothing to do with this?
Oh, don't worry. I'll make sure he gets a message.
Fellas, wait a minute. Hey, all right, fine. Go ahead. Who needs you?
Thank you, Doris. Sammy,
yeah?
You think my butt's too big?
Hello, this is Anton Kreitzer. I'm calling about the Corvette you bought from a Mr. Sam Malone. Yeah, well, give it back right now!
No, wait, come on. No, don't hang up, please. It's not Kreitzer, Sam. I want my car back, please. Listen, I'm having seller's remorse. All right, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you $500 more than you bought it for. All right, wait. I'll pay you $1,000 more than you bought it for.
Excuse me, Sam.
Hold on just a second, please.
Listen, as a trained psychiatrist and well-versed in the art of human persuasion, I think I can handle this for you.
Lilith, damn it, give Sam his car back immediately.
I'll be getting tired of those speeding tickets.
Hey, Ruth.
Look, I gotta talk to you a minute.
Hey, I knew you guys wouldn't let me down. What do you say? You ready to get back to work?
Just slow down a second.
What?
All right, look. A couple hours after you left, I went back to the office. Now, I think you know what I found.
Mm. Yeah, well, that, see, I can
explain. Then I finally started piecing it together. Why I never saw Norm Peterson or Mr. Kreitzer in the same room at the same time, or why you happened to be in the office when we got there. This whole thing was a masquerade, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can't believe we fell for it. You know, all this time we thought you were just a sweet, beer-guzzling lug named Norm Peterson. Well, the jig is up, Kreitzer.
What?
Oh, man, that's pretty slick, pretending to be a nice guy so you could spy on us.
Wait a second, man. You got it all wrong.
Save it for the stage, Anton. Man, this is reality.
Well, huh? All right, I am Kreitzer. Do you want to go back to work for me?
Yeah, man, I'd love working for a psycho. God, man, you're pathetic.
Wait a minute. Rudy, come on now. I'm not Kreitzer. I'm Norm Peterson. I swear to God, I can prove it to you. Watch this. Afternoon, everyone.
Anton!